2019年第二学期奉贤区质量调研九年级英语听力部分，
现在开始试音。
2019学年第二学期奉贤区质量调研九年级英语听力部分现在开始。Part 1 Listening A. Listen and choose the right picture. 根据你所听到的内容选出相应的图片，每个句子念两遍。
1. My Aunt Vicky amazed everyone.By passing her driving test.
My Aunt Vicky amazed everyone by passing her driving test.
2. Students of Senior 3 and Junior 3 in Shanghai returned to their classrooms on April 27th.
Students of Senior 3 and Junior 3 in Shanghai returned to their classrooms on April the 27th.
3. We shouldn't share too much private information on the school networks.
We shouldn't share too much private information on the school networks.
4. I don't like coffee, so I generally drink orange juice for breakfast.
I don't like coffee, so I generally drink orange juice for breakfast.
5.June always has a half hour all by herself and play the piano to relax.
June always has a half hour all by herself and play the piano to relax.
6. These days, you may hear people talking about a new word, or you might hear it on the news.
These days, you may hear people talking about a new word, or you might hear it on the news.B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 根据你所听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。对话和问题念两遍。
7. Is your home far from your school, David?
No, it's quite close. I usually go to school by bike. I seldom walk to school. Question. How does David go to school?
Is your home far from your school, David?
No, it's quite close. I usually go to school by bike. I seldom walk to school. Question. How does David go to school?
8. June, why are you late again?
Sorry, Miss Chen. I wasted nearly an hour on the road as a result of the traffic jam. Question.What's the relationship between the two speakers?
Jen, why are you late again?
Sorry, Miss Chen. I wasted nearly an hour on the road as a result of the traffic jam. Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers?
9. Which sport do you like best, Simon?
Football is my favorite.I play it from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock every day. Question. How long does Simon play football every day?
Which sport do you like best, Simon?
Football is my favorite. I play it from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock every day. Question. How long does Simon play football every day?
10.Hi, Jen. Is Miss Green at home?
No, she isn't in. She took the children to school in the morning. Then she drove to work. You can make a call to her office. Question. Where is Miss Green now?
Hi, Jen. Is Miss Green at home?
No, she isn't in. She took the children to school in the morning. Then she drove to work. You can make a call to her office. Question. Where is Miss Green now?
11. How much is the ticket for the film Pianist?
It's $45, but there's a special offer for students buying online. It's 1/3 the price. Question. How much is the ticket for students buying online?
How much is the ticket for the film Pianist?
It's $45, but there's a special offer for students buying online. It's 1/3 the price. Question. How much is the ticket for students buying online?
12. What's wrong with my computer? Have you checked it?
Yes, I have checked the main unit, the screen, and the keyboard. They all worked properly. But your monitor doesn't work. You'll have to change it. Question. What's wrong with the woman's computer?
What's wrong with my computer? Have you checked it?
Yes, I have checked the main unit, the screen, and the keyboard. They all worked properly. But your monitor doesn't work. You'll have to change it. Question. What's wrong with the woman's computer?
13. Tom, I'm too worried these days. It's a hard time for everyone, isn't it?
Yes, but if you wash hands very often after touching things, wear masks when you are going out, stay at home as often as possible, and don't get the relatives together. I think that'll be all right.
Great. I'll take your advice.
Question. What shouldn't we do to spend such a hard time?
Tom, I'm too worried these days. It's a hard time for everyone, isn't it?
Yes, but if you wash hands very often after touching things, wear masks when you are going out, stay at home as often as possible, and don't get the relatives together. I think that will be all right.
Great. I'll take your advice.
Question. What shouldn't we do to spend such a hard time?
14. Nowadays, countries around the world are trying their best to fight against the spread of COVID-19. And what's a virus?
The coronavirus is a kind of virus. Viruses are tiny germs that are so small that you can't see them. They can sit on your skin without you feeling them. If some germs get inside you, they can use your body to make more germs, and that can make you ill.
It sounds terrible. We are doing what we can do to stop the coronavirus spreading.
Question. What will happen if some germs get inside you?
Nowadays, countries around the world are trying their best to fight against the spread of COVID-19. And what's a virus?
The coronavirus is a kind of virus. Viruses are tiny germs that are so small that you can't see them. They can sit on your skin without you feeling them. If some germs get inside you, they can use your body to make more germs, and that can make you ill.
It sounds terrible. We are doing what we can do to stop the coronavirus spreading.
Question. What will happen if some germs get inside you? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. 判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。短文念两遍。
Did you know that OK has a birthday? It's on March 23rd. And this year, the word OK will be 181 years old. OK is widely spoken all over the world. New York Daily News reported. It was first introduced to the world in the Boston Morning Post on March 23rd, 1839. It read OK. All correct. It was only a joke at that time. But later, OK became widely used in documents and telegraphs. People used it to say that all went well. Today, we use it almost every day. How about 2 o'clock? OK. OK, the word OK is easy to say and write. It's also clear enough for people to understand. It also has neutrality that other words don't have. You may say something is great, while other people may say it isn't. But with OK, everyone usually agrees. There are different ways of spelling OK. OKAY, OK, and ODOCK, for example. But they all sound the same. However, OK is the most widely used spelling and is often used in writing. People sometimes use OKAY when writing because it looks more like a real word. OK is so useful that it's known around the world. You may not know the language of someone who's talking to you, but saying OK with gestures helps you to understand each other.
Did you know that OK has a birthday? It's on March the 23rd. And this year, the word OK will be 181 years old. OK is widely spoken all over the world. New York Daily News reported, it was first introduced to the world in the Boston Morning Post on March the 23rd, 1839. It read OK, all correct. It was only a joke at that time. But later, OK became widely used in documents and telegraphs. People used it to say that all went well. Today, we use it almost every day. How about 2 o'clock? OK? OK. The word OK is easy to say and write. It is also clear enough for people to understand. It also has neutrality that other words don't have. You may say something is great, while other people may say it isn't. But with OK, everyone usually agrees. There are different ways of spelling OK. OKAY, OK, and ODOCK, for example. But they all sound the same. However, OK is the most widely used spelling and is often used in writing. People sometimes use OKAY when writing because it looks more like a real word. OK is so useful that it's known around the world. You may not know the language of someone who's talking to you, but saying OK with gestures helps you to understand each other. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. 听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词，短文念两遍。
One day, a poor boy who was trying to pay his way through school by selling newspapers door to door was so hungry that he decided to beg for a meal at the next house. However, he lost his nerve when a lovely young lady opened the door. Instead of a meal, he asked for a glass of water. She thought he looked hungry. So she brought him a large glass of milk instead. He drank it slowly and then asked, "How much do I owe you?" "You don't owe me anything," she replied. "Then I thank you from the bottom of my heart," he replied. With these words, Howard Kelly left the lady's house. Years later, the lady became seriously ill and was finally sent to a hospital in a big city. Howard Kelly, now a famous doctor, was called in. When he heard the name of the town she came from, a strange light filled his eyes. Dressed in his doctor's clothes, Kelly went into her room and recognized her at once. From that day on, He gives special attention to her and decided to do his best to save her life. The lady survived after being treated by Kelly. He asked the hospital to pass the lady's final bill on to him. He looked at it and then wrote something on the side. The bill was sent to her room. She was afraid to open it because she was sure that it would take the rest of her life to pay it off. Finally, she looked, and the note on the side of the bill caught her attention. She read these words: "Paid in full with a glass of milk, Howard Kelly." Tears of joy flooded her eyes.
One day, a poor boy who was trying to pay his way through school by selling newspapers door to door was so hungry that he decided to beg for a meal at the next house. However, he lost his nerve when a lovely young lady opened the door. Instead of a meal, he asked for a glass of water. She thought he looked hungry, so she brought him a large glass of milk instead. He drank it slowly and then asked, "How much do I owe you?" "You don't owe me anything," she replied. "Then I thank you from the bottom of my heart," he replied. With these words, Howard Kelly left the lady's house. Years later, the lady became seriously ill and was finally sent to the hospital in a big city. Howard Kelly, now a famous doctor, was called in. When he heard the name of the town she came from, a strange light filled his eyes. Dressed in his doctor's clothes, Kelly went into her room and recognized her at once. From that day on, he gave special attention to her and decided to do his best to save her life. The lady survived after being treated by Kelly. He asked the hospital to pass the lady's final bill on to him. He looked at it and then wrote something on the side. The bill was sent to her room. She was afraid to open it because she was sure that it would take the rest of her life to pay it off. Finally, she looked, and a note on the side of the bill caught her attention. She read these words: "Paid in full with a glass of milk, Howard Kelly." Tears of joy flooded her eyes. 听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。